Let's talk about something nice now as we head to New York and visit with ABC News technology reporter Mike Dubusky's joining us. I have an iPad, and it sounds like there are going to be some substantial changes made to the iPad because I guess those sales are lagging. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Yeah, and you're absolutely right that iPad sales are trending downwards. According to Apple's latest Q2 earnings, iPad sales were down more than 16% year over year. So this is potentially an event that has a lot riding on it. Apple planning to unveil new iPads at an event they call Let Loose. This is their first sort of hardware event of the year. A lot of eyes on this device, as well as the fact that Apple has not released a new iPad, not really paid attention to the iPad lineup in more than a year. This device really saw its last big update back in 2022, if you can believe it.
Yeah, well, some people like myself, I mean, we have a bunch of iPads just lying around the house. I don't even know really what our purpose is for keeping them around now because the laptops are so light and easy to maneuver.
Right. The iPad really does find itself in a sort of unusual middle ground. On the one hand, it's a hugely popular device. Yeah, sure, sales are down, but they still dwarf anything from Google or Samsung or any of the other Android competitors out there. They are really the only player worth talking about in the tablet space. And that is good for Apple, right? Like, they dominate this part of the computing market. But at the same time, they are sort of hemmed in on either side by the iPhone. The iPad, in many ways, is criticized for being just a big iPhone and a Netflix machine, right? A means by which to just get a big screen that is easy to transport from room to room. And on the other side, they're facing, back and forth from the Mac world as well, that this could potentially eat into Mac sales. So they don't want to make it too computer-like either. You know, from Apple's perspective, that's probably fine for them to exist in this middle ground. They are a multi-trillion-dollar company, so it's clearly working out for them. But, you know, when it comes to what do we do with this product? How do we move it forward? What's the big jump, leap forward in terms of technical computing? You know, it's going to be kind of small iterative updates, at least for the immediate term. So we're expecting new OLED screens from the iPad Pros. It's the first time we're seeing an OLED on an iPad, which is significant. We're expecting them to be a little bit thinner as well. I have some questions about what that's going to do with the battery life for this device, because, of course, when you shrink it in any dimension, it will become a smaller battery as well, and will they be able to manage that? Also, there's the potential that Apple could debut its latest chip on the iPad Pro models, the M4, they call it. This is something that Bloomberg reported, and it would be a pretty significant move for Apple to debut what is ultimately a chip for laptops, for its big-name computers, on a tablet computer. Again, perhaps they want to send the message, we did not forget about the iPad. We still care about this thing.
What are some of the other accessories that we can look for on these new iPads?
Right, so this is another big thing when it comes to iPads, is that generally you don't just buy the iPad. You buy a couple other things that go along with it, which can end up being kind of expensive. So a big part of this is the Magic Keyboard. A lot of people like to at least get their iPad somewhat close to the Mac experience by tacking on a keyboard experience that you can sort of magnetize the iPad to this device and then have a traditional keyboard in front of you. The Magic Keyboard, as they call it, is their higher-end version of this. It comes with a trackpad and a mouse pad and that type of thing. And we are expecting that to get a pretty big update today as well. Some reports indicate that it could have an aluminum base, which goes a little bit further into the sort of laptop computer world than we've seen before from that device. Also, a new Apple Pencil. This is their stylus that is aimed primarily at artists. The idea here is that it will have removable nubs, right, where you can take the top off the pencil and replace it with, like, a marker or replace it with a paintbrush or that type of thing, and then use that to do digital art. So Apple taking some, putting some focus on the accessories market when we're talking about the iPad as well.
That's good stuff. Mike, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. We'll look forward to visiting next week.
Of course, guys. Take care.
Okay.